v'yais l'macher. So let me wait, I'll go to the mikveh tomorrow. So v'yoda mai kom, he understood what she meant to say. What she meant to say was that she didn't wash herself yet. So she held mistam, she has to wash herself v'yoyim, and now it's night time ready, so it's too bad to go to the mikveh tonight, she'll go to the mikveh tomorrow first. Omer, he said back to her, no. Doidi chasarta, listen, are you missing a pot of water? Are you missing a kettle of water? That's what you're missing. Tishtiki chasarti, are you missing, say, the chair you sit on when you wash yourself? Or avdi chasarta, are you missing a servant to help you? Meaning to say, go to the mikveh right now, go and wash yourself at night, and go to the mikveh. So mashmiel, you see, like Avchinan the Misurin held, she's allowed to wash herself at night and go to the mikveh at night. Now the Gemara says, Dorish Rav, Rav, and Drosh like this. Isha chayfefes beros Shabbos to those of Moitzvah Shabbos. In the case of beros Shabbos, it's good to take a good shower, wash yourself beros Shabbos, and then she goes to mikveh Moitzvah Shabbos. Again, he is supposed to wash herself b'yoyim and not b'sanach at night time. Oh, Malay Rav Popner, Rav Popner said back to Rav, I v'sholuch Rav in bigritoi. Rav sent in his letter, Isha lo toka beros Shabbos. Isha should not wash herself in beros Shabbos. Titzvah Moitzvah Shabbos. Go to the mikveh Moitzvah Shabbos. The Tema Lasmukot, so wonder, how could you say that? Hey, Chefevus B'yam, and Tevelus B'layla. That how could you let her first wash yourself B'yam and first go to the mikveh night time? Or be the Tekel of Chafifa Tvila. For Lekka, we have to have right away. Because he holds, Mustam, it's better to wash yourself at night time right before you go to the mikveh. I'll take it right before you go to the mikveh, so you better wash yourself then to make sure you'll be clean for more chatzitzes. Hodo, after we had this happen, Uki Rava Maroyalo, Rava put on a Mayra. The Dorsh is dashing like this, that the Vorm Shemat, Lefnechem, Toys, same beer, the things that dashed before is a Toys. Rami Shino, Kach, Omru, Mishmed, this was the old name of Rabbi Yechanan. That Isha, Loitocha, Beres Shabbos, Isha should not wash herself in Eres Shabbos, Titzvah, Bo Mitzvah, not to make first Mitzvah Shabbos. So Tema Lasmuch, it's a one day, Echa Fevers, Biyem, it's all well, how could she wash herself the Yain, and then first go to the Mikvah at night time? For Abinu, we have to have some Lechavifa Tfilah, Balekah, we don't have it. According to this, the best eitzur is whenever she goes to the mikvah, that night she should first wash herself that night and then go to the mikvah and not do it b'yoyim. But the hilchos of Moshe was the maskana was the loch with the hilchos on isha chefefes b'yoyim and isha has a right to wash herself at daytime with tavelus b'layla and go to the mikvah first at night. That's one loch. And also the hilchos saw isha talk of the blood isha only wash herself at nighttime. So who rakash hilchos? It's a few rakash hilchos. Hilchos on. The kasha, the yesha, the lo yesha. If it's a big shala, what does it mean? If it's possible to wash yourself at yoyim, you should wash yourself by daytime. But when it's not yesha, do it by daytime. It's let's say mitzvah Shabbos. Then you should wash yourself first mitzvah Shabbos. This is Rashi Shita Chetchilus. You should start washing yourself by yoyim, and then go to the mikveh at night. Other shita sold know that kedai to wash yourself always at night time right before the mikvah, and usually the mini gears, if possible, they start when it's still daytime and continue on until they go to the mikvah. But if it's the case where it's a big rush at night time, she has the right then to take a good bath, a good shower, b'yayim. And if not, then she could take a shower, take a good bath at night time right before the mikvah. But even though she does wash herself for yoyim, still the many gives before she goes to the mikveh, she should wash herself again. And so that's the maisa that she could do either way. And the many gives, Lamisha does a good job, wash herself well. Either she start the yoyim and finish at night, or she's in a rush, she can't do it for yoyim. She could be samech first at night time in the mikveh itself to take a good shower and a bath there, and then go to the mikveh. All right, we'll stop here. Daf Samechet, you start by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Yenido Shebot Koatzmo Yoim Shvi Shachris. That's an Isha that was a Nido, and Midiraisa, she's tummy for 7 days, and she made a Bedikah the seventh day in the morning, or Motzah Torah. She found out that she was Torah. So that's enough, and now tonight, the night time, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. Or Ben Hashmoshes Lo Yefrisha. When it came by evening, like after Shkia time, she did not make another bedikah. She did not check herself again. And then this time she went to the mikveh that night. Oliyacha yomim, then a few days later, Botka, she checked herself again. Ul Motza Tamei, she found herself to be Tamei.
So Locha, the Mishnah says, is Harei Becheskas Torah. So Lamaisa, she's Becheskas to be Torah. And we say if you touched any trumas in between, it all remains Torah. That since on the seventh day she made a bedika and she was Torah, so we say she's Becheskas to stay Torah until she finds herself to be Tamei. So therefore now that 3 days later she made a bedika and found herself to be Tamei, she's Tamei then. But from the seventh night, the time she went to the mikvah, until now, we say she's still Torah, and therefore any tyrants that she touched remains Torah. What's going to be though, Bodka Atzmai B'yoyim Shvi Shachris, or Motza Tameya? Let's say the seventh day in the morning she made a bedika, and she found she was still Tameya. Or Ben Ashmashas Leofrisha. And by evening, before Shkia, or by Shkia time, Ben Ashmashas, she did not make another bedika. And Mashma, anyway, she went to the mikvah that night. It was the seventh night, and she felt that she's Torah. She went to the mikvah. What happened was, Liyachazman, a few days later, Vodka, she makes another bedika later, Ulmatza Torah, a few days later, she finds out that she's Torah. So what's the halacha now? Is Areizu Becheskas Tameya, that really the mikvah she went to, we say, is no good, and she's Adra, she's Becheskas still to be Tameya. Yeah, period. So since on the seventh day when she made the bedika, she was still Tommy then, and now 5 days later she makes the bedika, she sees she's Tommy again. So we sell on the chazaka the mustam every day she saw dam. So therefore she either mikvah. Right, when she made the bedika, right, lachas man, right, botka motzter shvam tov to be Torah right now, right. Still the mishnah says the reins of the cheskas tameya. Still we say she's the tameya up until now. Why? Because since on the seventh day when she made a bedika, she was Tamei then. So we know she was a nida, and we don't know that the dam stopped. So therefore we say the dam's time keeps on coming out until she made a bedika, she found herself to be Torah. So therefore the mikvah she went to the seventh by night, and that's no good, that mikvah. And she's tefillah. And therefore she's still Tameya until now, now that she made a bedika, she's Torah. So tonight, that night, she can go to the mikvah. This is like a new halacha now, that when she does find herself to be Tomei, whenever she finds herself to be Tomei, she's Tomei Meis Leis, like the first din of the Mishnah. Then with Rabbanim, though, we said the Dam was there, Meis Leis. So Rashi said, this goes back to the Reisha Koi. Tiktonya says in the Reisha, she makes the Bedika later, and she finds herself to be Tomei, so she's Tomei from then and not from before. But I call upon her, Meis Leis, she is Tomei. Like the last 24 hours, she's Tomei. Or else, some Kidlub Kidah. If she made a bedika within the last 24 hours, so she only tummy back from that last bedika. Now, what's going to be the Mieshla vestas? Let's say she has a vest kavua. Send her some lochris daishos, like we had before, daishosam. And when she sees dam and she's tummy now, she's only tummy from now on, and not from before, not meis leis from before. Now, Rabbi Yudah says, kosh loy hefrisha betairo, menamincho lamalo, harezu becheskas tumeya. He holds on the seventh day, the nidra, the seventh day, it's not enough she made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. Even though in the morning she came out in the ratio, she came out she was Torah. But if she does not make another bedika, Ben Hashmosh is right before the end of the seventh day, so he holds that she's still the Cheskas to see, and we say she saw in the afternoon, and therefore she's still the Cheskas to Meir. Until she makes the bedika now, she finds she's Torah after the seventh day. Because all 7 days of a nidra, he holds she's the Cheskas to see. The Chum say afilu b'shnayim l'nidosa, even on the second day that she was a nida, as she saw today, the first she came a nida today, that even tomorrow, the second day of being a nida, vodka, she makes the bdik on the second day, or motza teira, she finds out that she stopped seeing, she's teira, or ben ashmosh is loya frisha, and she did not make another bdik ben ashmosh on the seventh day. And she went to the mikvah on the seventh day, the night of the seventh day. Uliyachazman botka motza tmeya. Then later on, 10 days later, she makes the bedika, she finds out she's tmeya. As a razor of the cheskas teira, that's what the chum hold. That whenever she makes a bedika, even the second day, and she's teira, so that's it. That we say the dam stopped, and she's called the cheskas teira, and she remains this way until she sees again. So even though she first made a bedika 10 days later after the 7 days of nidus, and she found that she was tameya then, that's it. We only say she's tameya from then, or maybe meis leis from that time, but not from before. Before the chum said there is a cheskas teira even on the second day, And the Gemara talking about what about the first day? Now the Gemara says, if we learn like this, Rav Omar Zova Vaday. Rav says she's considered a Vaday Zova. The Levi Yomano Zova Suffix is only a Suffix Zova. So Gemara says, hi, let's see, in which case are we talking about? What are we talking about over here? You let me, if you want to tell me, going back to the Reish of Al Mishnon, Harezu Becheskas Torah Katana, the Mishnah says in the Reish, where she made a B'dika seventh day in the morning, and she was Torah. So those Chacham hold she's the Cheskas to be Torah, and later she's the Cheskas Torah. So what do you mean to say she's a Zova or a Sophic Zova? The Mishnah says she's the Cheskas to be Torah then. Ella must be going on Sefer, where she did not make a B'dika in the morning, or she made a B'dika. Broadcast, which made a bdika on the seventh day in the morning, and she was Tameya, and then she did not make another bdika till later on, and later she found herself to be Torah. So the Mishnah says that she's Becheskas Tameya all this time. So on the Sefer, so that's the Machloikas that Rav says that Kamachi is a Vaday Zova, because after the 7 days of Nidus, and then starts the 11 days, that she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zova. So since she didn't make a bdika, on the seventh day she made a bdika, she was Tameya. So we say she's still becheskes to see every day done. And she first made a bdika 4 days later, so we say these last 3 days she saw every day, and therefore Rav holds she's a Vaday Zova. And Levi says, no, it's only a suffix whether she saw or not. So this must as Bishloim a suffix Zova Arminim. Very good. We have a suffix. Maybe she saw these last 3 days. Maybe yes, maybe no. Ela Zova Vaday. How could Rav say she's a Vaday Zova? Vaday Nami Harei Botko Motsa Torah. Listen, right now, whatever it is, the 4 days later, she made a big shvach, she was Torah. So since she's Torah now, there's a good suffer to say maybe she stopped seeing before also. So you can't say for sure she saw down the last 3 days. It's only a doubtful. So Hashan Rav. Elazimor Savanach Nami. Kiyitma de Rav Levi Shemaita Biapinavshi. One day we learn Rav Levi's aloha by itself. It will learn like this. Nidor Shabbat Koatzmo B'yom HaShri Shachris. Or Nidor that made a B'dika the seventh day when she was Nidor in the morning. Or Motza Temeya. Seventh day in the morning she came out, she was Temeya. Or Ben HaShmoshes Lo Yefrisha. Ben HaShmoshes she did not make a B'dika. Lo Yefrisha. Or Liyacha Yom a few days later Botko Motza Tzmei, she found herself to be Tzmei, that's the case. So Rav Oma Zova Vade, Rav says in this case she's a Vade Zova. Since the seventh day in the morning she was Tzmeiya. And now 4 days later again she's Tzmeiya. So Rav says that's like a Vadei, she sees every day now, it didn't stop the flow, and so she's a Zova Vadei. The last 3 days were 3 days of Yud Alf Yomim, she becomes a Zova Vadei. For Levi, Levi says no, Zova Sofik, she's only a Zova Mina Sofik. Because the truth she saw the seventh, the truth she saw today, but maybe in between she did not see, it's only a doubtful, therefore it's a suffix Zova. Rav Oma Zova Vadra, so the source is a Vade Zova, that Kivan the Mikora Nim says to me, since on the seventh day she found it to be Tomei. The Yashiv now on the, whatever, to the 13th day, 14th day, Nim says to me again, to me a Vada, we say for sure she saw every day in between also. That's Rav's Svara. Levi Yomer no suffix Zova. It's only a doubtful. Why aim a poster b'nei? Who says she saw every day? Maybe she stopped in between. True, the last Padika and this Padika she's Tameya, but maybe before she stopped, we don't know. That's the machlokes Rav and Levi.